This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Well, I've had two sort of strange events that I thought I would share with you guys today, and you're certainly encouraged to share any strange or non-strange events with me, 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY, which you guys knew, and it's also on the website if you forget. The two events were, I was over near, I guess I'll mention the name of the store because it's actually in the news today. There's a rumor going around that Kmart is going to shut down all their stores in the next year, that they will declare Chapter 11 by next summer at latest and close down all their stores. I read that story today. This is what happened on, I guess it was Friday. I was at the Public Theater, and there are actually two Kmarts that I know about in New York. They're relatively recent additions, but one of them is over by the Public Theater. So when I'm over there, like, I'll go and get a soda or some water because it's not very far away, and sort of see if there's anything else I desperately need over there. And so I was kind of wandering around. I had a little bit of time. And first of all, the store was very warm. The escalator was broken. And when I went to check out, there's a sign, there's a piece of paper, a computer printout that says, cash only, our system is down. So there's not a sign when you walk in the store. There was by the time I left, but there was not when I walked in. And if you've ever seen what a modern reenactment of the French Revolution might look like, this is what that store looked like, which made me understand how little a cash economy we are anymore, that everybody plays on credit card. I do it because I've never really carried cash. The only time I ever had a whole lot of cash, I'd collected money from people to buy tickets for Red Rocks, and my pocketbook got stolen. And, of course, I had to make up the lost money. I mean, it wasn't their fault. It wasn't my fault either, but... And so if I have $20 in cash, that's kind of a lot. I just put everything on credit card because if my credit card's stolen, I just call them up and say, hey, my credit card's stolen, and nothing happens. Second of all, it's a great record of how much I spend, and so when I do my taxes, and also just keeping track of the money I spent. So the idea of actually having to pay cash at a cash register is very foreign to me, and apparently to most of the rest of the world. Because there are people behind me in line, and I said, no credit cards. And so they changed to another lane, and I said, no, it's store-wide. And it was chaos, people yelling. And at the poor cashiers, of course, had nothing to do with it. So when I went out, when I left, I went past customer service, and I said, guys, you should put a sign on the outside before people come in saying that the cash registers aren't working. Which they had by then done. And I said, you should also send everybody who bought anything today a coupon worth 10% as an apology, because 10% is basically what the taxes are. So they thought that was a good idea. It's not going to happen. And I didn't think anything more about it, although an entire computer system going down, quite often one register will not be able to take credit cards, but the entire system going down. And the only reason it had any credibility was because it was so hot. And for the subways, for example, the switching mechanisms don't work when it gets really hot. So I kind of bought it. But then I see this article in the paper this morning that says the online chat room for Kmart says, oh, no, you know, we're about. And if you're about to go out of business, they're basing it on the fact that all the stock rooms are empty. And retail people say that if your stock room is depleted, that you only have 6 weeks to 6 months before you go out of business. That's a way of making sure that you're getting rid of inventory and you have as much cash flow as possible. But so is saying you can't use any credit card. So that was kind of an interesting thing. The second thing, which I actually Manny, maybe you know more about this than I did. I did a little bit of cooking over the weekend. And one of the things that that I ended up cooking with, which I don't very often, was a jalapeno pepper, the real one. And I took out the seeds and the ribs, but I was slicing it up. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my hands felt like I'd burned them. I think, is that a true thing? I think the oil from jalapenos will actually burn your skin.
Yeah,
is that true?
That sounds about right. Yeah, I think. I've had someone tell me it's happened with a couple other types of peppers, too.
Somebody will call up and tell me that, because basically I'm sort of a klutz when it comes to cooking, and I'm always sort of, you know, testing things that are too hot to be tested. And so I have like a blister on my hand, but this wasn't blister. This was just felt like it was burned, and it was in strange. It was both left hand and right hand. And I thought, I'll bet you I tossed something that had. So somebody can call and tell me. I also tried washing with soap and water, which didn't really affect it very much. So. Although, like with poison ivy, which is an oil, you can't use salt. That isn't how you do it. Water will just spread it. Can't remember what I eat. I think you use baking soda or something. Alrighty, 85. That's enough. The perils of Pauline. 855-993-7569. Ralph, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Those jalapenos will kill you. They will burn. If you want to do some damage, just start rub some on your skin, and you'll see what I mean.
I think that's what I did, sort of inadvertently. It turned it red. It didn't blister it or anything, but apparently jalapenos are to be handled with great delicacy and probably rubber gloves, because both of my little fingers and my hands are all like felt like they were burned. I finally thought, you know, there's no blister there. I'll bet you it was from the jalapenos, so
no doubt
beware.
About it. And that's a good public service announcement. Dr. Joy, here's the situation with my good friend. And when people say they're good friend, everyone says, what are you talking about yourself? But I'm really not. It's my good friend. And here's the dilemma. Is he addicted? Or is he just merely greedy and wanting more things, more than he could afford? The credit card situation with this cat that I've known for many, many years, a great guy. No, he's not an alcoholic. He's not a drug addict. He doesn't gamble. The one thing he does is run up credit cards to the point where he puts himself in hock for thousands of dollars, and it becomes an absolute nightmare. Now, to me, he never has enough stuff. I wouldn't call him a hoarder. I would call him a guy who just enjoys the rush of going to buy a new pair of pants, a new shirt, a new car, anything in the gamut. Is he automatically addicted? Or, Dr. Joy, is he perhaps just in love with material stuff?
Well, I don't think we necessarily have to worry too much about the term, but it's interesting to me that you sort of said he's not an alcoholic and he's not a drug user. And he's not a gambler. And all of those, we call them alcoholics, we call them gamblers, we call them drug users. So, and the term that we probably use for him, it was a shopaholic, which is both helpful and not at the same time. So whether we call it obsessive behavior, whether we call it a shopaholic, whether we call it an obsessive behavior, seems to me less relevant, but I think you're beginning to sort of understand the way in for him, which is to say, what does he spend the money on? And what you're saying is what he spends it on is probably not, although it's really a question to ask him rather than an assumption to make, is what is he spending it on as opposed to the rush of actually acquiring something. And
Well, here's the thing, Dr. Joy. He has, for instance, I'm throwing this out there, he has a white shirt that he happens to like, a blue shirt. He'll get three of them just in case one gets stained or whatnot. And see, I try to differentiate between the addiction, because if I say, you know, go get help, he'll look at me jaundiced eye and say, you're crazy. I just like finer things.
Well, but the point is that what we probably need to know is, first of all, does this cause him grief? And it sounds like the acquiring not only is not causing grief, but causes pleasure. It's the debt. So hang on for me, and let's look at what way you might be able to help him, or maybe not. All right? Stay tuned. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Manny, there's a glitch in that when we come back. Do you hear it or is it just me?
I'll have to listen back. I didn't quite catch it.
Yeah, because it's getting worse and worse. And so I don't know exactly when it ends. We need to probably check that out at some point.
Sure.
Maybe as long as you guys aren't hearing it, I can tolerate it. But it glitches. Anyway, speaking of glitches, we're talking with Ralph, who has a good friend who runs up credit card debt Ralph, does he come to you about the debt and complain? Has he ever asked to borrow money? How do you know about this?
He's always broke, and he makes a tremendous salary. And let me tell you, he's in the same business I am. And the thing is, he's half my age, and he goes about his business just kind of keeping up with the Joneses as far as that goes. And he's grounded every other, for, as far as I can see, I'm from the outside looking in, Dr. Joy, who knows what he does, but he's grounded every other aspect of his life. That particular thing, he has no control. In fact, I'm afraid to bring him anywhere where I may, you know, want to go buy something, because he's going to go nuts, and his will kill me for being a bad influence. So, you know, I can't be with him 24/7 with this kind of a, yeah. And I'll say, you know, if I had to, you know, being a secular guy, not a just a lay person, you know, the guy has this one problem. It's not an addiction. This is his bugaboo. And I say to him, very nicely, buddy, man, you don't need another shirt. You don't need those pants. I saw them on you yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going about it the wrong way. It's not gonna do anything. Is he single or married?
He's married.
Okay. Does he have children?
No kids.
Do you know anything about his upbringing? Are his parents still alive?
Born in Russia. Mother and father still around. They live separately. That's what I know.
So he's an immigrant.
Yes.
Was he born in Russia or born in the States?
Yes, the Russian.
Okay. Well, I mean, that may explain part of it. That the idea, how old is he?
28.
Well, I mean, Russia in the last 30 years has gone through some pretty major upheavals, but there was certainly a sense in Russia. So 30 years ago would have been the 80s. Well, you know, rather than what I would guess, I mean, his behavior, if you look at just the spending, it doesn't make any sense. But if you look at, I could run out, my guess is that people, for example, who've gone through the Depression have that kind of, they tend to do one of two things. They either are hoarders, which sort of this is, because they're afraid that they can't replace what they have. And if he grew up in a economic situation, especially where his parents were, I mean, the Russian economy, depending on where you are in the pecking order, has been relatively unstable for a relatively long time, number one. Number two, if you've got divorced parents, it may be that because you're supporting two households, that there are some economic issues. He may have brothers and sisters. So it may be that part of this is just growing up feeling like there was never enough to eat, there was never, that he had hand-me-downs, that there was not gas, there were not the things that he wanted or even needed in his life. And so now that he can take care of it, there's that fear that still underlies his day-to-day existence of, okay, I have it now, but what if something happened? Because things did happen. They happened politically, they happened economically, and they happened domestically to his household.
You know, Dr. Joy, I put two and two together, came up with something similar to what you just said, and I thought about that. And again, I'll reiterate, he's so grounded in other aspects that this one particular thing is so strange. And here's the caveat.
But I don't think it is.
When he buys something, it's a buyer's regret. He says, you know, you're right. I am spending too much, and you're absolutely right. But then again, I'm not preaching. I'm not going to go to him and
say,
okay,
so what if we said, wait a minute, let's go back to that junction. Because the issue is, if we look at this, that there is an underlying unmet need that he hasn't really dealt with, which is, of course, what therapy does, but telling someone to go to therapy is seldom effective until they feel that there's a real need. And if he can't pay his mortgage at some point, or the electricity gets turned off, or his wife says, you know, I can't deal with this anymore, then either his bank will get him involved in therapy or his wife will, because it's then causing him some issues. But if we assume a couple of things, number one, that the underlying fear of loss is what is really providing the energy for this kind of aberrant behavior, this kind of out of control compulsive behavior. And number two, that buying it makes him feel important and that he's in charge and that he's not a second-class citizen. Having it doesn't seem to be the issue. So if we look at those three things, then maybe what the thing is to do is to go ahead and buy it. Well, I mean, therapy would be a nice investment at some point, but he's not going to do it right now. So it's okay to buy it. It's okay to get the charge from buying it, but then take the two things back the next day. So then he feels that he can do it, but he's not running up his credit card debt. So instead of having three expenditures, he only has one. And see if you can convince him to do that for like a couple of weeks, because then he's really going to feel in charge. The underlying fear is being met by the purchase and the excitement of feeling like he's in charge. But then he's really feeling like he's in control of his life because he can see that I don't need three things. I'll keep one of them and take two of them back. Or maybe even to start with, he keeps two of them and takes one of them back. So he gets that additional fun of that he was able to not only get the fun of buying, but the control of returning. It may also be that one of the things that you can convince him to do is to, he can't get something new until he throws away something old, which may offset that kind of profligate situation. Also, he could take the tax write-off, and if he makes as much money as it sounds like he makes, that might be useful. So the idea being that looking just at the expenditure or the acquisition isn't going to work. You have to understand what's driving that behavior. And so if you can explain to him, okay, I get that, you know, that you never felt like you had enough and that you were the poor kid at school. I get that there's a charge in being able to buy something. But what if you then said, okay, but I'm now an American, and so I can look at three things, decide I only need one of them and take two back the next day, so that I'm actually in control of my finances as well. So you're not taking anything away from him, and you're adding a layer of competence and control that might be very, very attractive.
So aside from keeping all these receipts, that's for sure, he has to do that.
Well, no, if he takes them back the next day, I mean, it doesn't...
Okay. He grew up in very poor, in abject poverty. Well,
that's
he,
what I just
I know
said.
That for
not
a fact,
knowing
and you're right, and you're right about it.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back in just a minute because we're up against it. I'll be right back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Ralph, who swears that when he said, I have a friend, he really does have a friend. It's not him. that's the problem. Who is, he's a shopaholic, basically, and he buys things that he really doesn't need, and then he gets himself into, I mean, when you say he has credit card debt, is he able to pay off the credit card debt or not? Do you know?
Well, he gets more cards and maxes them out, goes on trips, which I forgot to mention. And, you know, here's his excuse, I guess you can call it that. He says, well, I wouldn't be able to see the world and see the places that I've seen had I not been able to get over on this system. I can just put them on the card, the trips and the clothes, and worry about it later. And I'm experiencing things I wouldn't ordinarily experience if not. And,
well,
you know, I say, well,
to a different category, I think. But it's all it's part of the same issue, which is I was deprived, and I don't want to be deprived anymore. But I think that the idea, I would take it a step at a time. I would start with the shirts because that's a lot easier. Doesn't his wife object? I mean, what's her place in all of this?
His wife probably, I don't know her well, saw her a couple of times at my station, but his wife is probably suffering from the same thing because she shops all the time. This is their thing. This thing, like you and I go to the gym or whatever, wherever we go, they go to raid the stores. That's their thing. That's their recreation. That's their thing.
Well, they also may at some point have kids, and that may change things a bit as well. But listen, I would start with him of just, and in fact, instead of saying to him, look, you need help, you could say, you know, I was thinking about your spending issues, and I came up with an idea that you might like, which is to go, I get that spending for you, that buying stuff for you is a very different experience than doing it for me. For you, it's redemption, it's control, it's thumbing your nose at the fates, it's saying I'm not that poor kid anymore, I get it. And by saying that, you can sort of help him sort of get in touch with that as well without actually lecturing to him. But here, and I know that you get a thrill from shopping, but here's my latest notion, that you when you get home, you put everything on the bed and lay it out and pick the one thing you like the best, and the next day or even that day, take the rest of things back. And that way, you've not only gotten the fun of and the, you know, the rush of buying, but you also get the sense of control that this is something that you can choose rather than something that steamrolls you. And just see what he says. The trips we can handle later. I mean, I think I would handle the obvious sort of non-essentials first. And you can, if nothing else, say that way, you know, you can put the money that you return, the return shirts or whatever, into the travel fund.
Okay, and I appreciate Dr. Drew. I appreciate. I always call you about world events, and first time in a long time that I called you about an actual problem. But I heard the word credit card when I was listening to you, and I said I have to call. I've been thinking about this guy for a long time. Very nice guy. So I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Well, good. And let me know what happens about it. But I think by acknowledging, not that he's nuts, or not even that he needs therapy, which may be an issue. But you get it. You get why he does it. You get you understand the rush of it. You understand the control thing. And here's a way of even extending that rush and that sense of control and that sense that life is different now, that he has more control than he did then.
Okay, we'll do. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay, Ralph, thank you. Yeah, and tell him to stay away from Walmart for right now. The other thing to do is an all-cash economy, but he's not going to do that. That's a way of traditionally helping people who have credit card problems, is you cut up your credit cards, or you can put them in the ice tray, except everybody has ice makers anymore, but you can put them in an ice tray in your freezer, and you can't actually put them in your microwave, because you put it in the microwave, it will melt them, the card as well as the ice, and that way you can't do impulse purchases. But I think for him, the idea of taking things back will probably work better than an all-cash economy, but it's certainly another option. Jane, you go to Kmart. Jane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr.
Hi.
Joy. Jane
Hi,
in the Virgin Islands, too blessed to be stressed.
There you go, yeah.
And it's funny, I called you for another reason, and you said go to Kmart were your last words. And I wanted to say, hi, I'm Jane B, and I'm a shopaholic.
Oh, good. But this seems to be our show today.
I have to tell you, I called you about a different reason about overheating because I heard that conversation earlier. But I suffered for an enormous amount of years. I was born in a family of 9 children, extremely poor. My father was a Robinson Crusoe type. Moved here with $100 and 5 children, slept the first night at the airport and then in a school bus for 5 years before I was born. With no water and no electricity for 5 years, my mother and my father. So
you
I
should
came
go
with
see,
you later.
Jane, you should go see Captain Fantastic.
You'll
get a kick out of it because it's a slightly different motivation, but a very similar situation. So it'll,
yeah,
it'll give
and then
you...
later on we had an outhouse, and I just met an Irish man that did very well for himself. He started working when he was 16, and he lied about his age. He was 14. And he said, well, how poor are you? And he said, when I was in Ireland, not only did I have to walk to my outhouse when it was 6 degrees, I ate potatoes for 5 years, and how poor are you? So, I grew up extremely poor. My brother Tom lost his shoes at school, and my dad was very tough and said, we can't afford them. Tomorrow you're going without them. We were the only white kids in all black school. So it was very hard for my brother to defend his 7 sisters barefoot. I had the same issue with shoes. So my whole life was very similar, I'll be honest, and it really took me years to get that shopaholic out of my system. And it's a disease just like gambling. I think that once you make something of yourself, I meditated on it, and I said, I'm going to be rich in knowledge. I'm going to be rich in knowledge, and less is more. And meditation helps a lot. But I have to be honest, I had to have the collection of shoes before I did it. I had so many shoes one time, I counted them, and they were the same as the lady in Philippines. I was embarrassed.
No, though, huh? Yeah,
my boyfriend brought it to my attention. And, God brings, we say in yoga, I'm a yoga instructor, the universe brings you what you need at the right moment. There was a huge hurricane that hurt Haiti, and we were the closest to them in terms of having big containers that could get to Haiti the quickest. So I was working at the Ritz-Carlton, and they said, we want donations because we're going to be the first people there, because the biggest employees at the Ritz-Carlton are Haitians and Santo Domingans and some Puerto Ricans. So I got all my big Tupperware, big boxes. I went to Kmart, bought a bunch of them, filled them with blankets, filled them with my shoes, and it was a great cleaning out of my spirit. Yeah. So my husband walks in, and he sees the Gucci, the gold Gucci's on the table in the box that's Gucci. He says, no one's going to appreciate these in Haiti. Haiti's full of mud. And I put up my hand, this famous starfish when you're walking on the beach, when you save the starfish, you throw it back to sea. I say that starfish. I said, one woman's going to like these.
Yep. Well, and one woman is going to feel better for donating them as well.
Yeah, I didn't care. And I said, very yogic. It's Ayurveda Indian philosophy. You give it away not for good karma. You give it away and you don't turn around and try and get the energy that comes back. You just sleep good and you actually clean out your closet. But you got to do it 2 or 3 times. And you have to meditate religiously 20 minutes a day. Less is more, less is more, less is more. Well, but I love your philosophy of getting rid of the credit cards, because I did that. I put everything in a savings.
It actually will work. I've had people who've come into therapy about that, and I make sure they pay me in cash. No, that was a joke. It's true, but it's a joke. Yeah, it's really interesting because the people I think who grow up poor go one of 2 directions. They either become hoarders or they become so cautious about money that one hoards possessions, the other hoards the money, so that they feel that they can always buy something if they need it. So.
Well, I saw a good ad on television last night. One lady was sitting out by a swimming pool with a wide-brim hat, and she had sunglasses on, and she said, I am rich in goods, with a cigarette in and out of her mouth, with a long, what we call these moo-moos. And then there was another one, I am rich in spirit. And then it was some company that helps you save your money. So there's an interesting thing. I think you're very right. You can go many ways.
Well, and the whole point is really to understand that's why adulthood was invented and that's why therapy was invented. We could go back and understand what forces shaped us as children and what we want to hang on to because it's valuable and useful and what we want to jettison because we have options, which we didn't necessarily have as kids.
And you get paid lots of money. But I was calling you about the, therapists have to help them settle that. Sometimes it takes 15 years. I was calling you this morning. You talked about getting overheated.
All right, hang on. We'll let you do that next
Certainly.
Segment. All right, 855-993-7569. We're going to be cool and talk about heat. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking with Jane, who wanted to talk about overheating, which seems particularly appropriate since most of the country is sweltering right now, including moi. Okay, Jane, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, again, this afternoon from the beautiful, sunny U.S. Virgin Islands, too blessed to be stressed.
There you go.
Well, you know, there's that famous quote, one man's bad luck is another man's good luck, right?
Yep.
So we have an enormous amount of tourists flooding to this part of the world, and we know why, unfortunately.
Well,
Europe has not become the best destination in the summertime as it used to be, correct? I would just say generally out there, I just talked yesterday to a friend of mine that works with the cruise ships, and everything has cut back over there. I mean,
I think people are a little unclear about what the, I mean, the combination, this has been true for the last several years, I think, that the combination,
yeah.
I mean, certainly the British exit from the European Union has made the economics a little more uncertain, and the terrorist stuff is, which I think the reason to go to Europe or not go to Europe having anything to do with terrorism, I think is just plain silly, but you know, people are influenced by all sorts of things that really are not very relevant, but what can I tell you?
Yeah. Anyway, for one way, reason or the other, a lot of people are hitting the U.S. Virgin Islands, no passport required. And we've been having a lot of overheating issues, and I heard you talking about that this morning, and I really respect you for your quote. You said, listen to the people that kind of live there. And I think our guests, you know, we're really flooded with folks. I noticed this is one of our biggest Julys in the history of Julys, having been, you know, I'm almost going on 60 and born here. It is really hot here in July. Hurricane season's right around the corner. This is not July in Maine. and we had an overheat. Yeah, you know, they think July here is the same July. My sisters live in North Carolina. It's not a North Carolina July.
It's the equator,
so
folks.
And I had a folk overheat, a gentleman the other day overheat, and he was calling an ambulance, and he thought he was going to die, and the grandmother was crying, and, you know, he was out fishing all day, and, you know, in the...
Didn't wear a hat, didn't wear sunscreen, was drinking beer.
Well, the sun reflects off the ocean. So if you're paddleboarding, I teach paddle, it comes off the ocean and goes back up to your face. And you need to drink water and hydrate with Gatorade. Coconut water is extremely good. And stay off the alcohol and, like you said this morning, caffeine. And I see around the house where he was, Red Bull. You know, God bless him. He had a horrible headache. He's vomiting, and his grandmother's afraid he's going to die, wants to call an ambulance. If they fall on the ground, which is the largest sign that someone is extremely overheating, you know, cool down their body like you would with a baby. Take their temperature. If their temperature is really high, cool them down. Put them in a bathtub with, you know, a little bit of cold water. But this gentleman really, really was ill. And elderly, the number one reason, I don't know if you know, Dr. Joy, but I used to work a little bit with my elderly parents right up till the end. And the number one reason elderly and hot temperatures go to hospitals is overheating often, often. Or low sugar or, you know, heart issues. But overheating is huge, and people underestimate it. They put sunscreen on, they think they're fine.
Well, yeah, sunscreen will stop you from getting sunburned, but it has nothing to do with the heat. You need to wear a hat, wear loose clothing, and stay out of the heat. I notice, I mean, it's not only hot and humid here, and I'm in relatively good shape, and I notice I have a much harder time, for example, going up and down stairs. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. And I'm thinking, oh, are you kidding? This is why they tell people not to exercise, that the air is harder to breathe. Your body is having a harder time maintaining its, you know, its very limited temperature range. And so your body is saying, just go slow, drink liquids, stay cool, stay out of the sun if you possibly can, certainly during the heat of the day. I mean, people talk about terrorism. There are more people who die from sunstroke every year than by a huge factor than plane crashes, and you're more at risk.
When
people worry about the wrong things.
Yeah, and another thing, Dr. Joy, which he did incorrectly, and I happen to know this because I fall between the category of assistant nurse or start registered just because I took care of two very ill parents for 7 years, and also other things, schools and CPR. He came from the hot, hot boat of deep sea fishing and tugging with a shark, two sharks all day, 4 days, and went into a cold shower. When you do that to your body, it's just like when we see on those CSI shows, when the woman comes out of the jacuzzi and has been drinking, your body temperature, you get dizzy. And you can't just get into an ice-cold shower from a hot, hot day on the beach and think that you're not going to get weak and dizzy and maybe vomit or pass out. So they have to be cognizant of that. And if someone gets on the... I also saw it 1 month ago in England, a little girl from Denmark passed out in front of me in church. Same thing. She was overheating because she had never been in a hot, hot heat and was walking up and down the hills in England and pretending she was a Viking, and she was a, you know, 13-year-old, really thin and overheated. And they were afraid of convulsions. So if someone falls on the ground, you know, and you're afraid of convulsions, obviously you do like a school teacher, you put your two fingers on the tongue and make sure they don't swallow their tongue, but hopefully they're not going to get to that. If they pass out, do be cognizant of it. Put cold washcloth on the forehead, take ice, wrap it in a washcloth and hold it on their neck, and do call the emergency room, because it's not to play around with. If people hit their head on a sidewalk or something.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, if you put cold water ice on your the inside of your wrist and the back of your neck, actually works better than the front of your neck. So
yeah, I was going to say that, but I had a 250-pound man in front of me.
Yeah, a little hard to switch him over.
Careful.
The
grandmother crying.
There we go.
Yeah,
alrighty.
Seven people standing around him. God bless, and you know, everybody, take care of yourselves in the heat, because it's much worse than you think.
Yeah, it is, and we're just wearing, you know, a hat and loose clothing. As Americans, we do this kind of nutty thing, which is we sort of put on as few clothing as possible. And basically, if you look, as you say, at people who live in warm climates, they cover themselves with very light, either cotton or linen, light color. They're covered from head to toe. Their heads are covered. So there you go.
And before you had the activity, I have a 13-year-old that was very excited to meet a big NBA player. You know, we have Tim Duncan down here on Christmas. Anyway, so he was playing with 150 kids. You take your shower before you go to bed. You take your shower before you know you're going to have a huge workout. Take lots of cool showers all day to keep the body temperature down. That's what we do as locals here. You got to learn the tricks, my friends, because it's easy to get overheated 7-8 hours in the sun.
Amen. Not to mention the subways.
Exactly. So take a shower if you know you're going into an hour of heat.
Yeah, and drink some water. Although people are very good. I remember George Carlin's comment years ago, which is that Americans now lived in imminent danger of dehydration because we were all carrying water. But honestly, drinking a lot of water is a very good thing to do. Not necessarily Gatorade, not something with sugar in it, not caffeine, but water.
Yeah.
All right, kiddo.
And coconut water is better. Yep,
love coconut oil. A little fattening, but not bad. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.